Okay, so usually we discuss some parsha related topic or inyani diyoma. We're going to go a little bit off schedule today and discuss something that arguably might be inyani diyoma, which is a psak that was just published from the Bate Din Rabbanim today that came out, which I thought was interesting and had what to comment about. So I thought maybe we talk about that together this evening. The psak had to do with the following situation. This is from the Beit Din Rabbani in Ashkelon. The Herkev of the Beis Din was Rabbi Meir Kahana, Rabbi Shlomo Tzvor, Rabbi Daniel Godis. I don't really know who these people are. But the issue that they address is the following. There was a situation of an American couple. The wife was an American citizen and a dual Israeli and American citizenship. The wife petitioned for a get from the husband. The husband went to Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of COVID, and the wife had the Israeli system issue a tzav ikub yetziyah, a restraining order that prevented the husband from leaving the country until such time as the get issue would be resolved by the Bate Din Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. So apparently there was an initial hearing in the height of COVID, July 2020, where the husband appeared in person and the wife is in America, couldn't come to Eretz Yisrael. She appeared via Zoom. The issue was not resolved at that time. And subsequent to that, there was a request for another hearing sometime later in 2021. At that time, the husband claimed that was unfair to him to have him appear in person and the wife appear via Zoom together with an attorney or a representative in Eretz Yisrael appearing on her behalf live. The husband insisted that he wanted parity, and if he has to be there in person, then she has to be there in person as well. Otherwise, he's not prepared to proceed with the deal. And the wife said that she's stuck in America with five kids at home, and it's not easy for her to just pick up and move there as well. And she wants to have the hearing via Zoom. So the Beis Din here is dealing with the threshold question as to whether the husband has the right to insist on an in-person hearing, not only that he appear in person, which he was doing anyway, but the wife appear in person. And that's what this Beis Din dealt with before getting to any substantive issues regarding the petition for a get. Now, we discussed previously in this forum about a year and a half ago, Parshas Mishpatim, whether a Din Torah could take place b'chlal on Zoom. We discussed that both from the perspective of the Bali Din, whether Bali Din have to appear in person, from the perspective of the Dayanim, whether because Elokim Nisab Adaskel, that the Dayanim need to be together in person in order for the Shekhinah to be Shorah. And the basic starting point for the discussion as to whether the party need to appear in person is how that relates to a tshuva, the Rivash, but in Shulchan Aruch, Rivash Reish Tzadiches, that in general you can't insist that the Bali Din present their claims in writing. They have the right to come in person, either because we don't want to burden them with the expense of having to submit written things, which used to cost money, or because we think that if they're going to submit things in writing, then it may be more difficult for the Dayanim to get to the bottom of telling the truth. But the bottom line is, to the extent that there may be a similar concern about appearing remotely or through video conference, as long as the Bali Din are accepting of such a process, then that minimally works the notion of kibbul aliyah, that any irregularity in a Beis Din, most irregularities, if not all irregularities, can be accounted for if the parties agree to proceed nevertheless. And we explain many reasons why, even as a lechachila matter, there are strong arguments to be made that appearances via Zoom could be lechachila and don't run into any pitfalls that are discussed in the context of written submissions as opposed to in-person submissions. Here, the question was a little bit different, where the party that insisted on someone not appearing with Zoom is a party other than the one who potentially could have been disadvantaged by that setup. So this is a 2-to-1 decision, and surprisingly, at least to me, the majority of the Dayanim here ruled that the husband did have the right to insist that the wife appear via Zoom, and we'll discuss what the reasoning was and what the reason of the minority was and what we have to say about that. So the majority opinion pointed to two separate issues that they addressed. Number one is based on a Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells you, the Gemara has multiple limudim from the pasuk of Besedek Tishvat Amisacha. And one of them is, Shelo Yehei Echad Yoshev Echad Omeid. There has to be parity between the Bali Din and the Din Torah. You can't have one of the Bali Din standing and the other one sitting. Echad Medaber Kol Tzarchav Yechad Omer Lo Katzid Barecha. You can't have a situation where one of them goes on and on talking, and then the Dayanim tells to the other, tell the other one, you only have 2 minutes to respond, and we don't know, want to hear from you anymore. Says Rashi, Shelo Yehei Echad Omeid Echad Yoshev Shelo Yir Echad Veira Shemachab Denoso Yosef Mimenu. What's the concern? That the other guy is going to see that the Bezlin is being mechabed the first Baldin, the Bezlin, let's say, is being mechabed the Taveya. They're not giving the nip of the time of day. And he's going to be disadvantaged and won't be in an optimal position to present his most cogent arguments. So there has to be parity when the Baldin appear in front of Bezlin. There can't be any perception, real or conceived, that there's any bias towards one side. The Gemara then has another halacha, and a daf later, Laman Aleph and Aleph, Minayim L'shtayim Shabo L'din, Echad Lavush Spartutim, Echad Lavush Istalis Basmei Amana. So how do you know that if there are two parties, one of them is coming to the Bezdin dressed in rags, and the other one is wearing fancy designer clothing, Sh'amim Lo Lavush Kamoso, O Halvishay Kamoso, that we tell them you have to dress in the same fashion. So either you wear the rags, Mr. Rich Guy, or give him his own designer suit. And the Gemara quotes a nice one of the Amoraim where he enforced this rule. Rashi says again here, Lavish Kamoso, you have to dress in the same fashion. Dress up the guy the way you're dressed, or you dress like him. Here, Rashi has two reasons. Number one, maybe even if the Bali Din don't feel a disadvantage, but the Dayanim are going to be biased objectively. Don't cause us to look more favorably upon you, Mr. Rich Guy. Or maybe the other guy, the other Bali Din, is going to be disadvantaged and he's not going to be able to present his finest properly because he feels that there's bias against him. The other guy is the richest guy in town, so how's Bezdin going to listen to me against him? So in the Sefer Lacha Psuka, one of the contemporary, not so contemporary, a generation ago, Svarim in Choshen Mishra, they point out that Rashi has two reasons. Number one, that you shouldn't cause the Dayanim to potentially be biased. And number two, that the Bali Din shouldn't feel that they're not able to express their position properly. In the Torah, they only quote the second reason, for the discussion whether only the second reason is Lacha, obviously Nafka Mina, potentially, where the Bali Din don't mind the disparity. It's still an objective problem that the Dayanim may nevertheless be biased. This is quoted La Halacha. Well, no, the second one does. Then Rashi says, Rashi Akatirchak, the cave and she ish marivo misutam mamid zaz shikro. That the second guy is not going to be able to present his claims properly, so then going to end up with checkers. That's the second reason of Rashi. But even the first reason of Rashi is related, that you may cause us to have this perception, which will end up with checker. The Rama quotes this halacha in the beginning of Parakaf Aleph Sanhedrin. Mitzvah asay lishvat hashofi b'tzadik, shenamar b'tzadik tishvat ha-misacha, ezu tzadik ha-mishvat zu hashvayas shnei bali dinin. The Chaldar, you have to have the both Bali Din totally equal, total parity. He can't talk gently to one person. And the other person. And then halacha beis, halacha about parity in terms of the dress. Halacha gimel, parity in terms of posture. So this is quoted halacha. The Meiri, in the Pesach, they quote this Meiri. There in the Sugya Shavuos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Meiri has a line. I'm just jumping in the middle over here. You can't have one of them sit in the chashuv seat, the other one sit in the less chashuv seat. So the Miri says these things that are enumerated, the chayotim and other similar things also, meaning the list in the Gemara, the particular examples in the Gemara and this quote in Shulchan Aruch are not necessarily an exhaustive list, but anything that could create a perception of a lack of parity is problematic. And this is quoted again in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Yudayin Choshemish Masif Aleph Besedik Tetshvada Bisacha Ezu Tzedek Hamishma Zu Hashvay Yisnei Bali Din B'chal Dovar Lo Ye Echem Medaber Kol Tzach Be'echad Amar Katzer Zvarecha Lo Ye Zbir Padam Le'echad Medaber L'rakas etc. More or less Lashon Haramba. Now the Sma does point out in Sifkat and Beis Chaynu Lashon Haramba Bator Mashma because She'ena Bizuyim The Gemara's example is an extreme example. That's because it's a problem. One guy's wearing a designer suit, the other guy's wearing rags. But if one guy's wearing a respectable clothing, the other guy's wearing a fancy suit, that's not such a problem. It has to be a real disparity that's going to come onto our radar screen and potentially create this problem. If there's a minor disparity, that doesn't bother us. And then he quotes Marshall, that even the minor disparity nowadays we're not so makud about, or we don't really have the ability to ensure absolute parity between the appearance of the Baalei Din. And the Shach as well, so because the base quotes from the Rabban, we're not knowing this insistence that they dress similarly. It's the only problem if it's a fancy suit. Nowadays, we don't wear an Isla Shel Me'amana. We don't wear the fancy clothing that the Gemara is describing. Even if a person wears a designer suit, so the Dayanim aren't paying attention to the label, and it's not really going to cause any potential bias. The Mordechai, there in Shu'as on that Gemara, has the following. Nishal l'Rabbeinu Meir im Shimon anitba Omer anicha feis sheyeshu avai b'krovaya tzli kishani toen imachem k'dei shele yistamu tanosai. So Shimon says, Shimon's a nitba, he's a respondent, he's a defendant, and he says, when I come to the hearing, when I come to the Torah, I want to have my friends and my relatives with me to make sure that I'm not going to be intimidated when I speak up. K'atem ha-rabim, because you the toveya, you the plaintiff, you're the stronger party. You're the larger party. Odilma masu ashutin lomer lo negala tanosa b'nei kovecha. Or maybe the plaintiffs can say, we're not prepared to proceed if all your relatives and friends are going to be present. Dilma meramzu lachem muzei b'kritzio sayu lito. And maybe they're going to wink at you and give you some ideas as to what to say, which would be reflective of your authentic position. Beishiv. The Av Hashutvim Leishev Shama Ela Osa Shetoein Dafka the Vaday Tanosik the Shema Taina Shemistamim Tanosav Kishnayim Ogimel Yodim Laharim Belimso Tainos Yoser Mina Echad Ikalamechash Dilma Miramzi Le Rimuzi Visami Tanose Kidaprishas the Dami Lake Aria Arifa. So, yeah, that is a legitimate concern that maybe the presence of additional parties could potentially skew the presentation. But nevertheless, in the other direction, if the reason you want your company there is because you're concerned that the other party is a stronger party, then you have the right to be accompanied by other people to cheer you on. So that's a balance here, the way it's going in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Yizayin Sif Dalid. So he has the right to have friends with him. However, the way that you should, what should happen is that the Tovea should pick one person to make the claim. So better that instead of having a whole party, everyone having parties, you should pick one person to make the claim, the other person to respond. There should be general in terms of the presentation. So the majority opinion over here in this talk assume that just as the Iri indicates and other Rishonim as well, that the list in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch of potential lacks of parity between the sides is not an exhaustive list. So that could be relevant here as well, that there'd be lack of parity between the party appearing in person and the other party appearing remotely. Even though, to the extent that we're worried that someone's going to be disadvantaged, you would think it's the party appearing remotely that would be disadvantaged. And the party appearing remotely is willing to swallow that potential disadvantage. But it's not really clear why they're so bothered about this lack of parity. Right? Right, but they actually don't raise that as their concern. Now, we'll see what the response of the minority opinion over here, why there may be other reasons that's not a concern. Because we account for this now in our rules and procedures at the Beis Din of America, and anyone who signs an arbitration agreement in our Beis Din is bound by the rules and procedures. So we allow for the Beis Din to have final discretion as to whether there's a hearing remotely, whether parties appear remotely, or who can or can't appear remotely. So if one party insists that they want to be remote and the other one wants to be in person, so we have the discretion to determine that that's okay, because ultimately everyone gives authority to the Beis Din to make those final determinations, and they're bound by the Beis Din's rules and procedures as such. And the Pesach over here says, well, the woman says that it's inconvenient for her to come to Teres Yisrael. So at the beginning of the hearing, of the proceeding, she said she can't come because of COVID. Now she can come. And she's saying she can't come because she has kids at home. So they write, well, she has an 18-year-old and a 17-year-old and a 10-year-old and a 3-year-old. You can find a babysitter. You can find someone to watch the kids for a week. What's the big deal? I'm sorry? Well, he's been there for the last 2 years because they have let him leave the country. So that's what, that'll come to the second point of the majority opinion in a moment. But to this, the minority opinion, who says that he's writing very bekitzer, Rabbi Meir Kahana, writing very bekitzer because he's outvoted anyway, so why waste the ink? Usually that doesn't stop anyone in these forums. But he says, first of all, there's actually a provision in the rules and regulations, the Takono Tadiyun of the Bate Din Rabbaniyim, that it says explicitly that the Beis Din has the ability to allow for a representation for a party that isn't able to come in person. For example, the person is in Chutz Laretz. And this is even better than having someone else be a representative, because the party herself can appear via Zoom. Now, as far as the being represented, so that's the other point that the majority opinion makes over here, as far as the din of Morsha. So the din is that on a baseline level, there are restrictions as to when a party can appoint someone to represent him in Beis Din without making an in-person appearance him or herself. So Shulchan Aruch Paskin Siman Kuf Kaf Dalid, Hanipa Eino Yachal Lindos Morsha Shiava LeBeis Din VeYashiv Vado LeTaveya. So the Nitba is not allowed to appoint a representative, a Morsha, to come in his place to respond to the Taveya. But who Yeshua, basically, he's going to stay at home on his own. However, because we're concerned, as we'll see in a minute, the reason in the Sma, the Nashim Yikaros, She'en Kvod and Lava LeBeis Din. But women who, because of Tznias, don't come to Beis Din, so you can send them a representative and they can present their tainas in front of the Sofei Adayanim, and same thing for Talmud Chacham, where it's not lefi chvoda to come to Beis Din. What's the concern? So the Sma just tells us over Yisuf Katan Aleph, Fatam, Muva Bator, Kidei Shelo Yu Adayanim, Shomin, Tainas Shekim, and Pia Maturgaman. If you're going to have a representative, the representative may not be as bound by the truth. But so lomar, hanit ba'atmo chazaka hu dein meiz litan davar shech b'fnei mi shechayvla. If he owes someone's money, so chazaka in other meiz b'fnei ba'al chobla. He's not going to be so arrogant as to lie to the guy's face. But if he's sending an attorney, the attorney has no problem lying to the guy's face. So that's why as a baseline, a nipa can appoint a morsha. However, in practice, machlok the later achronim, we allow a nipa to appoint a morsha as well. And minimally, everything is operates with kiblu alayu. As the Chazon Ish points out here in Choshe Mishpat Siman Dal, it's if Zion, that as long as the parties waive any objection, then anybody could represent the party. In the majority opinion, they quoted from Mechuvas HaRivash, Simon Reish Lamed Hay, that even if we're makel to allow a nitba to appoint a morsha, maybe that's only true. Maybe there's a different set of standards when it comes to dinei nefashos as opposed to dinei mamonos, and the whole discussion that we have about appointing a morsha for dinei mamonos, maybe dinei nefashos again appoint a morsha. And maybe diyun about a get is more like dinei nefashos than dinei mamonos. I would have said the contrary, that if we're talking about when a get should be given, so there's no dinei mamonos or dinei nefashos, and it's not even a real din Torah. That's you have to tell the parties what needs to be done, but there's no mamonos tefiyah. They weren't dealing with the finances over here. It's not the determination as to when a get should be given isn't the get itself. That's not definitely not dinei nefashos either. So one can make a strong argument that the whole equation is off, and even the regular procedural halachas of Dinei Torah don't necessarily apply the same way to what we here colloquially refer to as in a get timing hearing, or where the din is only when a get should be given, without consideration to other factors. The minority opinion says over here that the case of the woman in the chutzlar, so that's the case of Nashim Yikaros, where for whatever reason, the woman is not in a position to come to Beis Din. And the majority says, no, Nashim Yikaros is where there's a sneeze consideration, they don't come here. The woman would be prepared to come other than the fact that she has kids at home. So get a babysitter for the kids, they say. In the end, the majority opinion won, but at least as a postscript, they write over here in the end that they stayed the proceeding. Meanwhile, the guy was stuck in XSL for 2 years. That didn't seem to come up here in this psak, I guess he didn't mind. I could think of worse places to be stuck. But it says here in the end that they insisted that the woman come and make an in-person appearance in front of the Beis Din. So she had no choice but to do that. Part of the other consideration over here was the minority. Dayan was saying, if you're not going to allow her to appear via Zoom, so maybe she'll just lift the tzadikub and maybe she'll be in Aguna forever and it'll be our fault. And then the majority opinion said, well, that's her problem and it's easier for her just to come to us. It's all not such a big deal and let her do that. So at the end, they insisted that she come to Eretz Yisrael. They had a diyun, and they were able to resolve everything, and she got her get. So I guess on some level, all's well that ends well. But it was surprising to me because I would have assumed as a baseline assumption that in this situation where the more likely potentially disadvantaged party is the party appearing via Zoom, although as you'd have pointed out, maybe there may be a situation where the other side is disadvantaged by that also. But definitely the fact that they didn't do have the right to, sounds like even internally in the Rabbanut, they have a clause that allows for representation and not insisting someone to appear in person if there are other factors. And definitely in our Beis Din, where we have such a provision anyway, as a starting point that we do not, that we allow the Beis Din ultimately to have final say as to whether someone may make a remote appearance. So if this case came in front of us in the opposite situation, we would have proceeded and allowed one person to appear via Zoom. But I guess as far as this particular case went, all's well that ended well.
that.